This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 1 year ago today, Silicon Valley Bank failed. 2 days later, Signature Bank collapsed. And later in the spring, First Republic Bank failed too. Government intervention played a big role in containing the fallout from those collapses. But a year on, the banking system is still feeling a lot of reverberations. Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into what has changed in the last year and what has not.
The whole banking system was caught off guard by the problems at the three mid-sized institutions, especially regulators, says Catherine Judge, a law professor at Columbia. But right now?
We have regulators who are on high alert for the possibility of problems and are actively working to try to make sure they understand where sources of fragility might exist.
For instance, the Federal Reserve says it's been keeping a closer eye on commercial real estate loans, since many have been showing signs of stress. There are also proposals to beef up the cushion banks have to carry to absorb losses. Overall, Judge says regulators have learned that big banks aren't the only ones that can threaten the financial system.
Banks the size of Signature Bank or Silicon Valley Bank have the potential to be systemically significant in a way that are going to require extraordinary action by regulators in connection with their failures.
But even though the banking system is more stable now, a lot of the problems that were revealed a year ago haven't gone away. A big one is the pressure banks face when interest rates rise, says David Schiff, head of retail and consumer banking at West Monroe.
Higher interest rates, particularly the longer they stay high, mean greater operating costs, means greater uncertainty around the balance sheet, both on the deposit side and on the lending side.
On the lending side, a lot of banks' cash is tied up in loans they made back when interest rates were low. But on the deposit side, banks are having to pay their customers higher interest rates to keep them from running to the competition.
Banks are really struggling, particularly with small businesses, commercial institutions, and high net worth customers that have greater degrees of deposits, to prove out that the relationship is really worth it.
Banks are trying other ways of keeping depositors happy. Dominic Miartan, the CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina, says his bank's been looking at cutting fees for services like wire transfers and fraud protection.
We frequently have to say, to win your relationship, to show you that we're a good relationship bank, you know, we're going to do that for very little or nothing.
Miartan's bank makes a lot of loans in low and moderate income communities. And lately, he's been going to big banks and saying, hey, you want to help those communities too, so why don't you deposit some money with us? That strategy has been working out.
We pay them interest on it. We send them statements. The money is insured. We agree on a term. And I'm hoping that they continue to reinvest those funds with us every time it matures.
Miartan says those deposits are allowing the bank to continue making new loans at a time when other lenders have been pulling back. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.